What's going on, Clipper Nation? We're one day removed from a sweet, sweet victory. Please tell me you've just been riding high all day long.
I still am riding high, and I think it's going to be very indicative when we get into this game preview for the game against the Warriors.
I looked at your notes from this, and I was like, all right, well, I got to bring some rain clouds on this one.
Yeah, I had to censor myself a little bit on my expectations for this game. I did say on the last episode that we were going to go 4-0 after this first week, and I still believe it.
Well, that's just positive, Chuck. And it's me, William the Opinion Update. We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. Bring you Clippers news 5 days a week.
Sometimes more if big stuff happens.
That's true. You know, yeah, we're at your disposal nearly 24 hours a day on Twitter. Yes. So don't forget about that. Anyways, we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with the start of a game preview for the Clippers Warriors. And then every single Thursday, we do a Thirsty Thursday where we talk a little bit about who and what we're thirsty for.
Oh, yeah.
And the game preview, I think, is going to spill over into that a little bit.
It absolutely is, because there are some things I think we both really want to see now that we've had some legit run under our belt.
Absolutely. There's also, I mean, we could say it, there's a small sample size thus far.
Yeah, small sample. I would agree with that. If there's one thing we love on this pod, it's small sample sizes.
Oh, absolutely. And then we're going to get into some shavings, which, if you're new to the pod, we just kind of rattle things around in the old Clipper drawer, see what comes up.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
There's actually some great news, great fan interactions with Patrick Beverley.
You're internet famous now, too.
That's not true. That will never be true. Disregard that. Strike that from the pod. Anyways, all that and possibly more coming up right about now.
So the Clippers and Warriors kick off tonight, when you'll be listening to this, on Thursday at the brand new opening of the, or grand opening, I should say, of the Warriors' new arena, which I think might play a part in it.
I think they're cursed to lose.
They're going to come out very upset. It's this crazy mix. We're going to talk about it and things.
Not the Clippers. I mean in this new arena.
Oh, no, for sure. But there's going to be some animosity, I think, from the playoffs. Some people are going to be psyched up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how we operate from what was kind of a hostile crowd on Tuesday at some points to a totally hostile crowd. But let's get into what we think these possible starters are going to be.
For sure.
We were thrown a bit of a curveball on Tuesday.
Yeah.
With Patrick Patterson being thrown in there. Let me know if you disagree with any of these.
All right.
I'm thinking it's going to be, there's not too many shockers in here, Pat, Sham, Kawhi, Jamichael, Zoo.
I like it.
I feel like we've said this for the Tuesday pod, it's either going to be Jamichael or Mo in that four spot.
Yes. And I don't know, the way the offense was humming, I'm leaning a little Jamike. I like everything that Mo brings to that second unit.
The length is where I think we might see Mo put into the starting lineup just to disrupt them a little more. I know Jamichael's a long guy, but Mo's a little more active. Four steals last game.
Impact player.
Seems to be feeling it right now. And then for the Warriors, Steph, D'Lo, Glenn Robinson, Draymond, and then Looney. They don't have a whole lot of people healthy right now.
Yeah.
Willie Cauley-Stein's out for this game. Alex Burks day-to-day. Maurice Chris day-to-day. I mean, I'm just saying it could... I think it could be a fun time for the Clippers in this game.
Okay, so... Charles just automatically has this one in the bag, but let's get into what you think we got to do to win this one.
We need to destroy their wings, which I think is entirely possible.
Okay.
Glenn Robinson, Jacob Evans, and Omari Spellman are behind Draymond for that wing rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see those guys competing with our depth at all. And if the ball movement's going well and our defense is playing, you know, tightened up defense, I don't see them scoring on us either.
You think everybody will stay locked in?
I do, because it's a new opening. For the same reason we thought the Lakers were really going to punch us in the mouth on Tuesday, the Clippers, I think, are actually capable of doing that to the Warriors for the Thursday game.
That's a good call.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's fair. Do you think we see heavy minutes from Kawhi again?
See, I was kind of going back and forth on that, because if the wing stuff is working, maybe sans Kawhi. We'll see early Kawhi a bunch, I think.
Yeah.
But I think if it's kind of going that way where Doc can sense the inevitability of them breaking down or something like that, You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes you can just tell. I think I want to see.
You are high on confidence right
I'm
now.
I'm jacked right now, dude. I'd like to see less than 30 from Kawhi, but I think that's what I'm going to say for every game.
We're drug testing your hope levels after this, mister.
If I touched a drug hope P test, it would turn green or whatever.
No, I agree. I think that our wing depth looks a lot better, especially with the absence of, you know, like some of their stronger defenders. I think that Draymond is going to want to show out really, really hard.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I think that, you know, defensively he could have a solid game, a Patrick Beverly-esque game, if you will.
See.
But yeah, I think just piling on top of that, rebounds once again.
Looney could prove difficult in this situation. Looney's a beast.
Well, with the Warriors being so focused on their transition attack too, I feel like sometimes like this would be a good setting for Zoo to show out like on the defensive boards.
We're gonna get into this in the Thursday segment, but I would love nothing more than to see Zoo have a not dominant game, but a game where you're like, all right, he's clearly making these steps. He bounced back from, I guess, not a disappointing performance from Tuesday, but a game in which, you know, I think we all expect him to play more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think getting him going early will be doable, and I just hope it happens, and keeping the deflections up.
Absolutely.
D'Lo and Steph, the ball is going to be whipping around the backcourt.
Yes. That is where they will still remain to be strong. I mean, I think that's where I get a little bit nervous looking at this and saying,
should we go into what could go wrong? Because you got a lot more than I do on here.
Yeah. We're going to graze on what could go wrong. We went a little long on Charles is so high on hope that we went a little long on what we need to do well. So let's get it started, though. I think the way that they tend to move with the ball, I think could create some more wrinkles, possibly. It's not going to be so... I don't expect it to be as ball dominant except for like from their guards.
For sure. That has to happen. Like for them to win, D'Lo, Steph, and Draymond all have to have their best games.
I don't know.
Or play their best games.
I don't know about Draymond offensively. I would be very surprised if Curry wasn't comfortably in the 30s.
If Curry's in the 30s and no one else, and like D'Lo's not in the high 20s, and Draymond's not playing a very lockdown defensive game, I think we get by.
Yeah.
In a nice way.
That's fair, but this is what could go wrong, baby.
I know. Also, a little bit of maybe first game fatigue from the offense.
Interesting.
Kawhi and efficiency really helped us out.
Yes.
In that game. We won by 10, which is not very much.
Yeah.
But I think we could, I'm hoping the efficiency is right around, you know, we shot 52%.
Yeah.
That might not happen.
The shooting efficiency was definitely there. We've talked about this a little bit before. There were moments where the ball stuck, which I think dealing with some of the smaller defenders, that actually still works its way in Kawhi's favor.
Yeah, and he was killing
some of the better ISO guys' favor. But I do think there are a couple things to watch out for, which we will get into right after this. But first... people, Indochino. It's the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. Start your style upgrade now with $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering Locked On. That's the name of this podcast at the checkout. So,
gloomy Will Updike. What else do you got for what could go wrong?
Hey, man, these are my opinions.
No, I know.
So, I got a question for you. Do you think that Kevon Looney could be like the perfect switchy kind of front court guy to throw a wrinkle into the Trez and Lou pick and roll, especially paired with Draymond?
I think if they're operating at peak defensive rotation, yes, but our bench unit now has more options on it than when we saw him in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And also in that situation, you're playing Kevon Looney and Draymond against bench guys, As on the whole, I don't think helps the Warriors out too much. If they got to put their best two defenders on our bench guys as well as starting them, you know, wings are going to feast.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And that stuff. But I do, like, in a vacuum.
It's definitely a tall task.
Yeah, but I do think you're right. They're built to stop it. That's the combination that it's like, all right, at peak performance.
Yeah, they're small.
I don't like that.
They're like, they're switchy. I like Come On Looney. Mm-hmm. I think that, too, just it'll be interesting to see how they're able to respond. I mean, you know, we know it's going to be quality, but yeah. how they're going to be able to respond to it. I think they might be able to throw a little bit more of a wrinkle into that pick and roll than someone like the bigger size of the Lakers.
Yeah.
It just seemed like I feel like they didn't really ever have an answer for that.
And Looney has Clippers heart.
Yes.
I would say Looney has like that. Okay, you're trying at every, you know, he played with a caved in chest.
He doesn't have a broken ass spirit.
No, he does not have a broken ass spirit. much like the Lakers.
What about you? You got anything else you think could go wrong in this? Anything you're worried about?
I like your note in here, the transition defense.
Yes.
If D'Lo and Steph are really feeling the energy from the crowd and they can get out and run, that could be an issue. But the free safety aspect of our transition defense and how the guys seem to be getting deflections and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and if Mo is especially locked in, I think that shores it up a little bit.
I think this is a much better test of the transition defense.
Oh, and agreed.
I'm not saying that we can't rise up to it, but I mean, the Lakers were not bringing that for us.
No, they were not. They're an old team.
Yeah, this will be a little bit better of a test of something that, you know, has historically been an issue in the preseason, was an issue. So I think if nothing else, it's a good test. I see a lot of this. I might mention one or two more bad things, but I see a lot of this honestly as like a little bit of a get your mind right game, in that there's things that not like
yeah.
not a full get your mind right
okay,
game
fair,
but kind of I just think that if we're a little loose on some things, there still could be those swings that happen.
For sure.
Where it's like, we, you know, like,
it's still the Warriors crowd. It's still Steph.
It's
yeah. still that core of that momentum.
It's still two guys who are great in transition.
For sure. Let's get into these key matchups. Bev versus Steph. The okay. Hoops and Brews guys. First of all, check out Hoops and Brews.
Shout out Hoops and Brews.
Shout out Pabby. Shout out TPJ. And you think that Steph is going to cook Patrick Beverley.
I don't think he's going to cook Patrick Beverley.
Said he was going to be comfortably in the 30s. Who's going to be guarding him?
That's fair.
Right?
Oh, man. I don't know.
I think after playing
against... What if he's off ball?
I don't know. Yeah, because then you kind of get into the switches with Sham. Sham proved seemingly comparable against Curry in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
In one-on-one situations.
In your favorite kind of sample size, baby.
Small. yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say that Steph's not... He's probably going to have a good game.
Yeah.
It's still Steph.
It's Steph. It's like the opening of a new spot. I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything bold here. Like,
yeah.
Steph.
I think he's going to be held under 30.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Unless they really defer to him
mm-hmm.
to kind of get things going if it's not going well. And then
I just think he's going to have to do so much as the
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Okay. I'd agree with that. And because he has to do so much, I think on the whole, it they lose.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's a lot to shoulder.
First game, you
it's
know,
a lot to shoulder.
There's going to be some rust.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I'm excited for, Kawhi versus Draymond.
Ooh.
That's going to be a good time.
That is a good time.
I think us, but... It's a great early... Kawhi's had some great tests. He had LeBron on him.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has Draymond. I think we're going to see some more passing Kawhi.
So, I got a matchup for you.
Yeah.
It's another rain cloud one.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Who do you think has more turnovers in this game? Kawhi or Steph?
Steph, based on usage.
Ooh, interesting. He like, his turnovers seem to be worse... I'm not looking at numbers. This is just purely eye test against this Clippers team.
And the deflections, if we're going to play even 65% of the deflection situation of Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be really hard. They have a bunch of new guys, too, that are working things out. It's going to be the first game type thing.
So you're guaranteeing Kawhi will have less than 3 turnovers?
No, he'll have less than 5, though. 5 or less.
So one less than last night.
Yeah, one less. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that's all you can hope for. Incremental improvements.
And then Clippers versus the crowd. I mentioned this kind of up top. going to be very hostile. However, raucous environments don't seem to faze this crew.
No.
Based on Tuesday. But the playoff animosity might make the vibe bigger even than Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Which might be tough to deal with because that atmosphere is pretty crazy.
I don't know, man. You think it's a wilder environment?
Yeah, rich people go crazy. And the Warriors' new arena, I feel like they're going to be going nuts.
No, I feel like rich people are going mild.
They're
going
to be pumping rich people are. In.
I have one pinky up right now. Yeah. And they're like, let's all eat cake or let them eat cake.
Freaking cake eaters. what are we thirsty for before we get into these quick score predictions?
Man, I would love to see just a dominant performance from Zoo.
That would be great. Inside. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Kudos to that. Good shooting start early to just get that crowd under control from me. I want to see a couple of early, maybe an early Shamit three. I feel like Steph's first bucket is going to be like a pull-up three from 3 feet behind the line or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see an immediate answer on the end from Sham or something like that. Really excited to see Doc's tinkering. He was not afraid to just yank Zoo in that Tuesday game and Patrick Patterson when it wasn't going well. So I'm really excited to see his adjustments.
Yeah. Is there anybody you think that we didn't get a chance to see Tuesday night that might be able to crack the rotation tonight? Or anybody that you would want to see?
Maybe Jerome.
I think it'd be... He's
just the familiarity.
Yeah.
The very small familiarity.
I think, yeah, once again, our small sample size, it would be... Yeah, it would be nice to see some Jerome minutes. That would be like a nice addition. That would be that would be a comforting ray of sun over here on Jerome Island.
Yeah, it's how Jerome Island is not very well inhabited right now.
You know, it has its ups and downs.
What's your score?
The
prediction?
Market fluctuates.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't have a good one.
Who wins?
Clips win.
Okay, I'm saying Clips win by 15.
Okay.
Might be a little high scoring, but I think Clips pull away late at the end.
That's a good call.
Buck 25, buck 10, something like that.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it's a little lower than that, but like 118, one. Let's hold them to 100, boys.
Damn, man. If we held Lakers to 102 and then somehow the Warriors, and that'd be great. That's crazy than anything I said. Oh, man. Coming up after this, we have a Paul George injury update. We got a whole bunch of stuff rattling around the shavings drawer. Okay.
Hey.
It's shavings. So, fantastic news. Clippers fans have had some good news past 12 hours. According to Chris Haynes, Paul George is around 3 weeks out and could join the team by mid-November.
Wow.
Do you want that to happen, or do you want him to maybe take the full time if things are going well? Because that was my first kind of pessimistic thought of, like, it's great he could, but if things are going good,
no rush.
No rush.
I would say whenever Paul says that he's fully ready, actually, I'm sure he's saying he's fully ready right now.
Yeah, he dunked like right out. They were probably like, you can't dunk. And he's like, oh, I can't dunk. And like threw a dunk.
Well, that's what Doc said. He was like throwing dunk downs. They're like, no, you absolutely can't do that anymore.
Please don't do that, sir.
You know, he's a competitor. He's a champion. He's ready to play.
Not technically a champion.
He's a champion in my heart.
Okay. You know what? I can't argue with that. I guess I'd almost like just the full contact stuff.
Well, I want
November and maybe not actual gameplay.
Yeah, I was going to say full contact. And then like when he's saying he's feeling good in that 2 weeks after that.
Yeah, that's a good timeline. As Shakira said, whenever, wherever. You know what I mean? Patrick Beverley was fined $25,000 for throwing the ball into the crowd after the whistle of the game on Tuesday.
Which
all I got to say is this to the NBA. Grow up.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing? The woman who caught it sent him a DM right after and was like, hey, I'm so sorry. We caught the ball. My husband's a Clippers fan. If I can do anything, LOL. Like, just want to let you know it was fantastic. And he was like, yeah, I'm never going to stop being me. I love Patrick Beverley. Is there anyone having a better start to the season other than Kawhi right now?
Mo Harkless is up there too.
Maybe Mo. Bev had the perfect Bev stat line and now this.
I think...
He's a man of the people.
I think Bev, public image-wise, is having the best.
Yeah.
That's not
stock-wise.
Yeah.
We got a nickname for Maurice Harkless, from Tyler Liam on Twitter. Mosif J. Buckets.
I love it.
I'm very on board for this nickname.
Mosif J. Buckets. I love it.
Shout out to Tyler for that. That is fantastic.
We can touch on, I understand there's there's some dissent on the Swaggy PP nickname.
Oh yeah.
We can work on it.
We'll work on it. I'm also not gonna stop saying it. So
Charles is fully committed to this bit.
It's absurd.
We'll try to spitball some ideas around. We'll see what sticks.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll just stick with Swaggy PP. We gotta give a tip of the hat to, I gotta give a tip of the hat to my co-host. William Updike made the, I believe, front page of the NBA subreddit, which I have stopped reading because my brain can only take so much.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. Thank you, Brian Cullen. Thank you.
Yeah, Clipperholics gave us a heads up on that.
Thank you. Thank you, Clipperholics. Check out all those guys. They're great.
When are you going to start tipping your fedora and saying thank you, kind stranger, to people now?
Is that what you do on Reddit?
That's what you do on Reddit.
I've never rocked a fadoozle in my life.
Fados? I've rocked a couple fados. When I was a young man in Hamilton, Montana, in middle school, I wore a couple fados.
I cannot picture that.
Well, it was a rough time. We got to talk first game fits.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Charles was very...
I thought we were talking player fits.
Okay, we can talk player fits first.
Lou and Trez, drip kings of the NBA currently.
Trez wore my favorite outfit that he's maybe ever worn. And he's had some stunners.
I mean, the Charlie Conway jersey was great. The Jimmy John's baseball jersey is still my favorite one.
The Average
one.
Joe's.
Yeah, that was
like
clutch.
Custom jersey was great. He wore just, it was an understated outfit. Great plaid pair of pants.
It was an understated outfit. Plaid pants is not a sentence.
plaid pants, if you do it right, it's understated. Matched with just... a great tee of the classic rock LA Familia slam cover.
That was great.
It was beautiful.
Lou had the Camp Crystal Lake long sleeve.
Wonderful.
Perfect kind of a funeral vibe for that first game.
Just thought it was a spooky Halloween vibe.
All right, that's fair. And then, yeah, I was psyched on some fits. I came up on a bunch of clothes.
So Charles, let's be honest here. Charles, before the game... He was more concerned about apparel than maybe anything else leading up to this game.
Yeah, I was using it as a coping mechanism because everything was going so crazy. We saw Charlie Widows in the press box, and he kind of had a deer in the headlights look, and I was like, I'm going to have the same thing, so I need to try and focus on this apparel.
So Charles had to get a free Hong Kong shirt.
Which I did. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, like we got Staples, and he was like, all right, we got to go find the shirt. And so we walked around in different entrances until he could find somebody handing them out.
It's a piece of history.
They wouldn't give one to me because I had my media pass on, and they were like, are you going to wear it? And I said, well, not in the press conference.
And they said, get the hell away from me. And they looked at me and they said, this idiot will probably wear it. And I said, what are you going to do? Took one.
They said, you're not down today. Yeah.
But I'm psyched on that. That's a piece of history. And then I had to get a Ty Dolla $ign hat and hoodie.
You actually had a queue of people that you were purchasing Ty Dolla $ign hats for.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a limited release. It's just not. So I sent everyone the link and was like, buy it yourself.
Yeah, any Clippers fans out there, if you didn't get a chance to cop that Ty Dolla $ign apparel.
It looks good.
It's great. It's a good look.
It's the best version of Santi Ali that could possibly exist. We love Santi Ali on this podcast.
We love Ty Dolla $ign.
Real quick.
Yeah.
We have to go to France?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. French NBA Twitter is popping.
Yes.
At least for the Clippers.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the French Clippers fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying they were watching the game at like 4:30 in the morning because that's when it comes on.
Love it.
Get rowdy.
Get rowdy.
Man, how many minutes we got left?
Plenty.
Plenty of minutes? We talked about this on Hoops and Brews a little bit. Atmosphere-wise... would you want the NBA to get more of a European-style vibe in the stadiums? Not fully, because like if you're not familiar, European basketball is kind of similar to soccer crowds.
Yeah.
There's flares. There's huge banners.
Yeah.
People are smoking indoors sometimes, which obviously I don't want.
What if it's just weed?
Then I think that's totally that's totally fine.
That's medicine.
Yeah, that's medicine. Oh, yeah, you can't take insulin in the stadium either. No, that man. Please don't misconstrue that. But the raucousness is like there can be very intimidating atmospheres in Euro basketball.
Yeah,
Would you want to see something like that? I think it's also partly due because the stadiums are smaller.
Yeah.
So things can get, like, those small groups can get a little more rocking.
I mean, I'm just always down for a good fan experience. I think, you know, as long as it's staying not weird, you know, when stuff gets a little,
I know exactly
a little
what you
weird.
Mean. I still want people to enjoy going. I want everyone to be able to enjoy going to the game with no fear of, I mean, I guess weirdness is the perfect word for it.
Yeah.
Because, like, there was a couple times last year when they would have, like, the LAFC supporters, like, mm-hmm. group have a certain section. And they would start, like, clap, 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 soccer-style chants, which I was down
for. I like that kind of stuff.
Chants would be really cool at Staples Center.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a big fan, just, like, I mean, they try and do it with the three-point play thing, but, like, actual songs, like, fan songs would be amazing at Staples Center.
What would you like to top three fan songs for Charles?
Well, see, here's the thing with the soccer ones, they write them for the team.
Oh, this is a custom.
Each team has like four or five chants that they do.
That's just theirs.
That's just
sorry,
theirs.
I don't know anything about soccer.
That's just theirs. So yeah. Like that would be awesome to see. I'm sure some people will hate that I'm trying to bring soccer into an American sport, but the crowd vibe at soccer games,
fan experience at soccer games is very, very fun.
Yeah, the only other coolest sporting event I've been to that could top a soccer derby is I went to a bullfight once. That shit was crazy.
Yeah,
but much different vibes compared to an American basketball game.
Anything you've been doing to celebrate? Just a little something extra for Chuck.
For me?
Yeah,
like for the Lakers game.
Yeah, in this one day wind down.
I haven't really. I've been exhausted.
Yeah, we have not slept very much. I contemplated nearly 30 minutes this morning wearing a kimono to work because I was like,
and other clothes or just the kimono?
Oh, other clothes. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. It was still gonna be,
well, one of those is a vibe. One of them less of a vibe.
It was still gonna be regular jeans, t-shirt.
Yeah,
but you know,
is it a Clippers kimono?
No, but if anyone out there has one, I'm down. It's just basic bold colors. You know, I'm not doing any.
I'm not reinventing the kimono over here.
But I think you know, it's a comfortable vibe at the office, and I think it's a little pat on the back to you.
Are you gonna wear it on Friday when we win by more than 15 against the Warriors?
Yes. I didn't have. Yes.
I feel a little bit like I'm hot take Chuck kind of on today's podcast.
Okay, what do you got?
No, I just mean about the Warriors thing. I'm so excited for this game because I think we're going to not make a statement because it is the Warriors' first game, so no statements I don't think can be made.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be a good time for the Clippers.
All right. Anything else you want to leave the folks with before we head out of here?
I don't actually. Just one more shout out to the French Clippers Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, so we've been talking about this since maybe the start of the show.
Since the beginning of when we started hosting Locked On.
When we were going to start adding drops to the show. Charles was worried that I would descend into madness.
I'm also worried I would descend into madness.
Anyways, as a special shout out to all the French fans who stayed up late to watch the game, we have the very first ever drop on the show.
We have the very first drop on the show. I'm making a robot say it because I can't comfortably say it without embarrassing myself.
We will work on it though this season.
But we are going to learn some French. Don't, you know, shout out to the blue, white, and red, as they call it over there.
Okay.
Merci aussi aux fans des French Clippers. Mardi soir était fantastique.
Hey, thanks for a fantastic Tuesday night, French Clippers fans.
All right, and everybody else, thanks so much for listening.
We are going to have, for the Friday episode, a recap of the hopeful victory
mm-hmm.
against the Warriors, a small preview of the Suns game that is happening on Saturday during our Pac Div talk, and of course, if you're new to the show, you get to hear your first Love, Marry, Kill.
That's true.
It's going to be a good time. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out on iTunes. Rate, subscribe, do your thing. We'll give you a shout-out. If you give us a good review, even if you give us a bad review, if it's funny.
If it's funny, we'll check it out.
We'll give you a shout out. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.